Sunrise with Shona
on Heart 1027.
Good morning, beautiful people of God. You're listening to Sunrise with Shona on the mighty Heart 1027. It is a pleasure to be with you today, and I do wonder how you all are. I pray that you're keeping safe and that you're escaping the flu that seems to be doing its rounds this winter. I've been busy packing because we're moving, and in the packing I've come across a few books. And the book, The Prayer of Jabez by Bruce Wilkinson, once again came across my path, and so I read it again. I've read it now 3 times, and each time I read it, I get a little more insight into it. And I think because of what we're going through, because of what we're going through as a country and the world, I think it's quite important for us to look at it again. And so while I haven't looked at it in about 4 years, I thought today, let me share some of what I gleaned from this book as I reread it. And I remember a time when I first prayed this prayer, and there were things that made me very uncomfortable, reminded me of prosperity theology and so on, and I have a much better understanding of it. So the first thing to note for me is that the prayer is found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 to 10. In the midst of a whole long genealogy, we suddenly encounter these two verses. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, we are told. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." Jabez cries out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me, God, and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be on me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain." And we are told God granted his request. And then that genealogy continues. Now, what's important for me to note is that the writer took the time, in the midst of this long list of names, and I don't know about you, but I find it difficult to read all those names, although they do always, actually, if we study theology, they are important because they show us how things fit into place. But in the midst of this long list of names, the writer suddenly tells us about this man, Jabez, and records his prayer. It should tell us something. It should actually alert us to the fact that this prayer must be important for the writer to have taken the time to record his prayer. And there are 4 things that he prays. And I think even if we just in this next week or month or few months pray these 4 things, I think it helps us move from a place where we might be feeling that things are not so great to a place of blessing. Jabez's prayer moves from broken to blessed. So firstly, he calls upon God and he asks God to bless him, Jabez. Next, he asks God to expand his territory. Then he asks God to keep God's hand on him. And lastly, ask for protection from all that is evil and a release from pain. Now, I want to spend time looking at all 4 of these requests, but I must tell you that personally, I have been impacted by this prayer in my own life, and I've seen other people being impacted. And I think when I look at my own life, I prayed it first, probably when the book first came out, and then I prayed it about 4 years ago, and now I'm praying it again. And if I look back, I can see how this prayer has worked in my life, how God has expanded my territory, how God has blessed me, how God's hand is upon me. And so I think we need to recognize the power of this prayer. So firstly, Jabez prays, "Lord, please bless me." Of course, the first thing to note is that we're dealing with a person of faith who prays to God, who knows God. Secondly, he's asking to be blessed. And we could think that maybe this is a little selfish. Should we be asking for others to be blessed, not just ourselves? Isn't that what we're supposed to do? And I suppose it depends on why we're seeking a blessing and what sort of blessing we're seeking and whether we intend to pass that blessing on. You know, people talk about paying it forward. Maybe that's what it is. In other words, through our being blessed, is God going to be able to bless others? And this is the part that reminded me of prosperity theology, but I began to see it differently, as I said. What a blessing was Jabez asking for? What sort of blessing, and what sort of blessing are we asking for? I'm going to look at this in a moment, but asking God to keep God's hand on him is something I often pray for people, and in fact, I pray for myself. I pray that God will keep God's hand upon me and all those I love and pray for. If people are struggling, I say, "Please, God, keep them in the palm of your hand, for there's no safer place to be." And I think that this prayer of protection over us and our loved ones is particularly important at this time. So I will look at this in more detail in a moment, but first on the Mighty Heart 1027, Jesus, lover of my soul. And we need to remember that Jesus does love us.
Sunrise with Shona
on Heart 1027.
Jesus, lover of my soul. You're listening to Reverend Shona from St. Mark's Anglican Church, and it is wonderful to be with you this morning. In 2000, Bruce Wilkinson published a book on a prayer, the Jabez Prayer. And as I was packing up, because there's a move coming up, I found the book again, and I've read it now for the third time. And rereading the book has given me new insight yet again, and I found myself excited by this prayer, because when I look back on my life, I can see that even though it wasn't conscious, unconsciously, God has answered this prayer. Well, unconscious for me, conscious for God. God has answered this prayer, and I'm seeing the answers right before me as I journey through this life. I think it would be great if you could read the book, but to summarize, Jabez asks God for four things, and God grants him his wish. He asks God to bless him. He asks God to enlarge his territory. He asks God to keep God's hand on him, and he asks God to protect him so that he can be released from the pain he's in. And his life moves from being broken to blessed. So let's look at asking God to bless us, especially in the light of all that is going on in the world at this time. Many people, as I said, might argue that this is a prayer, a prosperity theology type prayer, or it's a selfish prayer. Surely we need to be praying to God to bless others and not ourselves. But Bruce argues that this is not so. Looking at it for myself, I know that every day I ask God to bless others. I even say it, may God bless you. When people are leaving church, I say, may God bless you, may God bless you. People come to my office, I pray for them to be blessed. And one of the many things I love about people in the congregation where I'm serving is that some of them then bless me back, and they make a hand gesture to receive that blessing to themselves, and I've found it deeply moving when I make that gesture myself. So if I say God bless them, they make this hand gesture as if they're receiving the blessing, and then they'll say to me, and may God bless you. And what I've seen is that actually there's something powerful even in that gesture of receiving the blessing. I've now come to understand that in fact it is right for us to ask God to bless us. If you think of yourself, if you are lucky enough to be a parent, think of yourself as a parent. I am deeply moved when my children come to me, even though they're adults now, and they ask me to pray for them, or they ask me to help them in some way. Imagine how God feels when we go to God and ask for blessings. As for it being selfish, I suppose it depends on why we're asking to be blessed, and as I said, what that blessing is that we're asking for. If we're asking to be blessed so we can bless others, I think this is the right motive. Our hearts are in the right place, and I believe that the blessing we should be asking for is not material wealth, but to be blessed in abundance with every good gift from God, so that we can move in the power of God and be agents, or perhaps a word I often use is a channel, of God's provision and blessing and love and peace and joy and so on. We need to ask God to bless us with God's Holy Spirit and with spiritual gifts. I've now this week again started asking God for that blessing. God, please bless me and bless those I love and pray for. And the second part of the prayer then is asking God to enlarge our territory. What does this actually mean? For us, it's not a physical land, but our territory for God, I think, is what we need to be looking at. Maybe a better way to pray would be to ask God to enlarge God's kingdom within our sphere. Or our sphere of influence might be even better. Bruce Wilkinson speaks about how when he's out and about, he often asks God to bring someone to him who really needs to hear the gospel, the good news, and how God does that over and over again. He speaks about crusades, where God uses him and others powerfully to grow God's kingdom through them. So for me, asking God to enlarge our territory is about asking God to bless us with God's gifts so that we can be used ever more powerfully to bring God's kingdom a little closer and to spread the good news and bring God's love and grace to others. Expanding territory for God is not about us. It's about allowing God to work through us and in us. And Bruce stresses it's not working with us, but through us. The work is always God's. And I think sometimes that's important because sometimes we don't want to do something because we feel we're inadequate. But if God is asking us to do it, God equips us and works through us. And we must always be pointing to God and not claiming that for ourselves. In fact, Bruce says we shouldn't take on a task that we can easily achieve in our own strength. We must take on tasks that we think will be impossible because then we know it's God working through us that makes it possible and we're not doing this ourselves. And so we will actually acknowledge and know in our being that it is God. I want to note here that the gospel we need to be sharing, what is this gospel that we're sharing? What is this kingdom that we're expanding? The good news for me that we need to share is God's radical, inclusive love for each and every person. Not restricted to what they do, who they are, but God loves each and every person. And we see that radical, inclusive love through the life of Jesus. Coming up now on the Mighty Hot 1027, And That My Soul Knows Very Well.
Sunrise. with Shona
on Hot 102.7.
And that my soul knows very well on the mighty Hot 102.7. Good morning, you're listening to Sunrise with Shona, and it's wonderful to be with you on this beautiful Sunday morning. If you've just joined me today, we've been looking at a book that was written by Bruce Wilkinson in 2000, a book based on the prayer of Jabez. And in that prayer, Jabez asks four things from God. Now, I reread that book recently. As I said, I was packing up, and I would encourage everyone to read that book a few times. The first time I read it, I wasn't that keen on it, but I prayed it to see what would happen. The second time, I had a deeper insight. This time, I'm even more excited by it because I can see how God has worked that prayer out in my own life. At the time it was written in 2000, it caused quite a stir, and then I think people forgot about it. And when we look at asking God to bless us and enlarge our territory, things I've already looked at, remember we're asking God to bless us so we can be a blessing to others. When we ask God to enlarge our territory, it's not about physical land, it's about enlarging God's territory within our sphere of influence. Now I'm going to look at asking God to keep God's hand on us, because that's the third part of the prayer. So Bruce shares an example of his young son in the park trying out three different size slides. The first slide, the son is absolutely fine. By the time he gets to the next slide, which is bigger, Bruce's wife is saying to him, "Go and help your son, go and help our son." But Bruce waits, and his son goes halfway up, stops and goes down, watches a few children go up and down, and then he does it for himself. At the third slide, which is the biggest, his son freezes a third of the way up and calls to Bruce to help him. Bruce takes him off the ladder, holds him, climbs up, puts his son between his legs, and they slide down together laughing all the way. Now this image it really impacted me because it talks to me about how firstly we need to ask God for help, and secondly how God always answers, and lastly when we're doing things for God, nothing can harm us. We are safe to traverse whatever we face because God's hand is on us. Now, I don't know about you, but one of the things that has always moved me is that when my children reached up and placed their hand in mine, it made my heart really move. It touched my heart. In fact, any child placing their hand in mine gives me that feeling. It's a feeling of love, and it's because they trust us. And I'm sure when we reach out to God and place our hand in the hand of God, that also pleases God. Or when we ask God to place God's hand on us, that pleases God. Because there's something really trusting about that relationship, and it makes you feel good inside. And it's something I actually miss now that my children are adults. So where could we be safer than with God's hand on us? And it's an image that I feel that we need to hold on to, as life might be a bit topsy-turvy. We need to hold on to this image of God as our parent placing God's hand on us, a hand of protection. And that brings me to the last place of this prayer. Bruce talks about how important it is for us to ask for protection when we're doing God's work, because when we take territory for God, with God working through us, the enemy is not happy. And I actually find myself praying for protection of myself, my family, and all whose lives touch mine each and every day. Also pray protection over the church, over the radio station, because I feel it's vital. And I've certainly experienced those attacks every now and then. But we are safe in God. And the prayer I pray is that I plead the blood of Jesus over my family, myself, and all whose lives touch mine. I ask for protection. And I think it's important that we remember to ask and not be too busy to ask. And then I end the day by thanking God for God's protection, thanking God that God has had his hand on us. So as I end this morning, I want to challenge you to go and read 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and to pray the prayer now. As I said, even if it's for a day or two, a week or two, a month or two, keep going and pray that prayer. It is a very powerful prayer, filled with, as I discovered, filled with so many different spiritual truths that each day of the week, as I read the book, I gained some new insights. I pray that God will protect you and those you love and pray for, that God will protect all of us and all whose lives touch ours. May God expand all our territories for God, and may God's hand always be upon us. I hope you have the most amazing week. Thank you so much for listening. To wrap up this morning, Heart of Worship and No Longer Slaves. And if you need to get hold of me, you can do so on shona@hot1027.co.za. God bless.
Sunrise with Shona
on Hot 102.7.